A Slice of Heaven. A season of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Inspector Gadget with closed captions, and I started to kind of almost understand what everyone was saying. The first and foremost is for our ears alone to find the divisions between words in the spoken language. Exposure to the language shows the divisions. Cartoons especially bring context to what will soon become meaningful words. The words that repeat the most are the glue. Then after that comes the meat, which relies on the context of the scene being watched. And then you go, move, grab your parents or kids, get a ticket, and go. Word divisions and frequently used words is all it takes. The next step is listening to news, looking over newspapers, and telling time. You have to work hard at using the correct words. If the person asking for time is nice, and you work hard, you may even get a hug if you get it right. My watch was showing 17 or so. And I wasn't sure how to say it, or if I should say 5, and if I should add PM. I mean, the person obviously knew it was the afternoon. Or did they? If I said 17, this question wouldn't come up. But now it did. And as it did, I forget the other words that I may need. Do I say 17:08? Or 17:08. And where do I put the PM? I don't actually know where to put the PM. After 5, where it belongs, or after minutes, which is weird, it makes no sense. And do I just say the numbers? 17:08 PM. 5:08.
I don't speak English.
Let me look at your watch. At which point I remembered that there were gangs and murders in New York subways. Or were the gangs just in the 80s? Or just the movies?
I mumbled something and went away, leaving the poor person stranded in time, possibly in a murderous mood. I was not scared of being murdered, as I was so lost that there was no way in freaking hell I could make it back home anyway, ever. I literally, just moments ago, traveled above ground in a freaking New York subway. I had no idea where I was, and there was certainly no return.
I had my micro cassette recorder with me. I cleverly recorded all the station names that I was going to pass, so I didn't even need to look at the map. Except that my pronunciation was so different from the conductor's pronunciation, I only somewhat recognized every third station or so. I couldn't really be sure if it's the same name, as it only sounded a little bit similar. I figured I should just go to Manhattan, to a station that I know, and then go back again, but this time on the right subway. And it worked like a charm. Ha! I made it back to Greenpoint hours late. And then I got really excited, and I counted off $1.25 for a slice of real American pizza. Is it called a quarter? Quarter, I murmured while going through my pocket. Then I stopped. Is 25 cents the coin a quarter? Or is it that 2 tens and a 5 make a quarter of a dollar, which is also called a quarter for short and extremely convenient? Then I stared at the coins. It just blew my mind that 5 cents in America, my America, 5 cents is so much bigger than 10 cents. Why? Why do this? I put $1.25 on the cool metal counter in the pizza place, and I knew they knew that meant a slice, so I didn't have to say anything. Then I sprinkled paprika on it. I was an American, and the pizza person thought that too. I made a U-shape of the crust, like in the movies, and took a bite. My goodness. To this day, though I forget in the morning, to this day I know that I still dream of that new taste of pizza with mozzarella cheese. And the slice was so big that it was actually hard to hold. And so flat. Yikes. And that paprika, that burned. It burned. It was real paprika. Spicy, I said very quietly, repeating it a couple more times. My aunt just taught me to use the word spicy when the taste is hot. On my way out of the magically smelling pizza place, without needing to conjure up any courage like at all, I quietly said, "Thank you."